Is Merchant Irish?
You know, I have a lot of Irish in my family on my mom's side. We were like Dohertys, and my mom has done all that genealogy way back. And so I've actually stood in the church. I went to Ireland and stood in the church where my great-great-great-grandparents were married. So
talk about that experience of that visit.
You know, I wasn't really at first, you know, I was, probably 24, 25 years old. So I was just looking at it as a kind of a fun trip to go over there and, you know, have some fun in the pubs, and then had an opportunity, you know, to see this little tiny church and kind of where, you know, my family is from. And, you know, I didn't expect it, but when I went in there and stood on the altar, it was just, I had this really overwhelming feeling. And I can't really describe it except for to say that, you know, you really felt like you were home. And it was really a neat experience and one I'll never forget.
Well, you've got another neat experience coming up on Sunday. You're going to be playing Northern Iowa at the West Regional in Wichita, Kansas in the NCAA tournament. I know that you knew that you were getting in, but you didn't know where you were going. Do you like the bracket you're in?
You know what? I don't mind it. I think in some way you can get all kind of fired up about who you're going to play or who you're not going to play and what region you're in. But, you know, I think in the women's game, the one thing, Tony, that people maybe not realize is that, you know, there's host sites and you can play on somebody's home floor. You know, and that's one thing that I like about the fact that we're going to Wichita is it's nobody's home floor that we're playing on. You know, we don't have to, you know, play anybody. We're not playing Northern Iowa on their home floor or Green Bay's in that region. So, you know, it is kind of nice to have a true neutral site feeling where, you know, it is, as you know, I mean, we were a perfect example of hosting a couple of years ago when we beat the number one seed in Duke. So it can happen to you when you're on somebody else's floor.
What do you know about Northern Iowa?
You know what? I mean, if people watch the men's side, when they watch Northern Iowa beat, I think it was Kansas, I don't know if that was last year or the year before. I mean, they're that kind of a team. I mean, they're a very veteran team, very skilled. They're very well coached. They don't beat themselves. They kind of play an outside-in game in the term of, you know, they have one kind of center, but she can step out and shoot threes, and they're a very good shooting team. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full. You watch them at 27-5, and you watch the film, and there's just absolutely no way this is a 13 seed. You know, I don't know what those people do in the room in the NCAA selection show, but I'm like, did they not see this team play? Because there's 13 seeds, and, you know, to me, this team is a, you know, maybe a 9 or an 8 or maybe even higher.
Coach, I've seen the team play several times this year, and the one thing I gather is even when the shooting goes away, your team, and I say this with great affection for the women that play at Michigan State University, but they're beasts. They're physical, and they're coming strong, and they're rebounding. So even when you can't get those outside shots to drop, you're still in games.
Yeah, you know, we've had that. I mean, I think defense has been our staple here, and it's something that, you know, we're really proud of is the defensive side of the ball. That's kind of how I'm driven. So, you know, you can never have a bad night, as they say, on that side of the ball. And, you know, we've been in the top of the Big Ten, you know, every year that I've been here defensively. And I've had back-to-back defensive players of the year. And, you know, I just really think that we take a lot of pride in locking people up and shutting them down and taking away what they do well.
How do you get the players to relax as opposed from a regular game to the NCAA tournament?
You know, I think part of it is, you know, it is kind of nice sometimes to go to the Big Ten conference tournament, even though, you know, I think when you're, you know, the number one seed, you're just, you know, it's like you're not as fired up about the games per se, but it does kind of set you up for that survive in advance mode. And really this is, you know, what I try to say is that this is the most fun. I mean, this is a time where you should be the most relaxed because this is what you work so hard for and there's no reason to be uptight about it, you know, just take a step back, look around, enjoy the experience, and then, you know, when those lights come on and it's our turn, you roll up your sleeves and do what we've always done, and that's just be a blue-collar team and go to work.
No, Coach, we apologize. It was so tough for you to get in. Our phone lines have been going crazy, but we
have been, yeah. I spent 10 minutes trying to call you people.
we feel very fortunate that you took the time out to call us. You're playing Sunday night, 7:30 against Northern Iowa. We will be watching. We appreciate you greatly, and we're rooting for you.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me. Take care of yourself.